friend, I'll kill you. The halacha is you have to let yourself be killed. You have no right to go and kill your friend. That's these three mitzvahs that are even doicha the pasuk of b'chai b'hem. Even though he said usually b'chai b'hem, you're allowed to do the avera to keep yourself alive. These three things are the exception. You're not allowed to be oved avoda zara. You're not allowed to be boil an isha that's osa to you, and you're not allowed to kill somebody else. Poshut means another Yisrael. You can't kill another Yisrael. A guy, I don't think this halacha applies to a guy. Applies only to another Yisrael. You're not allowed to kill another Yisrael. Verse says, Avoid the Zorah Hodi Amarim. How do we know that Avoid the Zorah, you're supposed to let yourself be killed and not be able to avoid the Zorah? That was a posuk, that a new posuk for you have to, Hashem Lakecho, the Chol Nafshecho, means even you have to be Moise Nefesh to have Avos Hashem. What the Ran says, the biggest fear with Avos Hashem is Eved Avoy Dezorah, so you're not allowed to be Eved Avoy Dezorah, even if it means letting yourself be killed. Gilur Arroyes Hashvichas Dom, how do we know these two svaras? These two psukim are not a fear with Avos Hashem. If you kill somebody else and you have a Gilur Arroyes, that's not a fear with Avos Hashem. So how do we know that these two Averas also, you're supposed to let yourself be killed and not do the Avera? You have no heter to do the Avera. So Gemara says to Tanya, the Raya is like this. So the Tanya, Rabbi Yoimah, Rabbi says, the Pasuk says, Ki kasha yokum ish al reyeyo v'rotzchoy, v'rotzchoy, Nefesh kein ador brazil. It's talking about there being boila nara marosa. Somebody was boila nisha, nara marosa means an isha that had kedushin with another man. So she's mamash also to this boil. When the boil was boiled, this isha, the pasuk says it's as if somebody goes and kills somebody else. It's the same way if you boil an isha. So the pasuk says being boila nisha, having tashmash with an isha, is the same thing like killing somebody. So the mar v'chima inyin rotzeach. Eitzel Nara Marosa, what does one have to do with the other? Here the person was going to have Tashmish to be boiled on Isha. What does that have to do with going to kill somebody? The mother says, Harei Zebo Lalamid, it's common to teach you something, but in Salamit, and you learn out, it itself learns out Dinim to it itself. We learn out both ways. We learn out Hilchus Retzeach to Nara Marosa, and we'll learn out a Chiddush Nara Marosa back to Retzeach, like this. Makish Retzeach Nara Marosa. We learn out that the Indian of being boil and isha, nara marosa, is the same way you're going to kill somebody. What's the limud? That man, nara marosa, just like when a man is going to have tashmish, we boil this isha. The locher is, nitein lihat siloi benafshoi. If somebody else, a third person, sees the way Reuven is going to take this isha that has kedushim with the man, so she's also to Reuven. If Shimon sees that Reuven is going to have tashmish with this isha, Shimon is allowed to stop Reuven from doing it. And even if the only way he can stop him is by killing him, he's allowed to kill him. Because the Pasuk says, Rashi says, Rashi, Niten Latiloi, Niten Rishus L'Roya. If a third person sees the way this man is going to have tashmish with this lady, he has a right to kill him. Shuroidef Achreif, a man, the Reuven is running after this Isha, Shiatilenu Mimenu Benavshe Shuroidef. You're allowed to save her even if it means killing this Reuven. Why? Kedichsev, the Pasuk says, V'yein Moshia Loi, Lo. There was nobody there to help her. Mashmohim yesh Mashiach, if there was somebody else there, Sorach loy shia. There's a mitzvah you're supposed to save a helper. B'chol asher yuchol, anything that you could do. Avad metchila, try and beat the guy up, try and break his arm, try and do something to him. But mashmah filo barigosoi, im ein yochol lahatzo b'yechad me'evar v'yagenu. If you have no other way of stopping this man from being boiled as isha, you can't break his arm, you can't stop him. The only way is by shooting a gun, killing him, you have a mitzvah to kill him. Torah says you're supposed to save him. So we learn out the law if somebody is being boiled on isha, that's also to him. If a person is there, he has a right to kill the person. Nitin latilu banashay is the same halacha afrot seich. The same thing if Reuven is going to kill Shimon, if Reuven is a rotzeach, a murderer. He's about to kill Shimon now. Nitein latilu banashay. We learn out that if a third person is there and he's watching, he sees the way Reuven is about to kill Shimon, he has a right to go and stop that murderer. He has a right to stop Reuven, even if the only way he can stop Reuven is by killing Reuven. He's called a roidif now. Reuven is being roidif. He's killing somebody. Halacha is anybody else has a right to go and kill Reuven now to stop him from killing somebody. Rashi Yorag. No Rashi in this here. So that's one limud. That's what we learn out from Nara Marosa says this Chiddush, that somebody else is allowed to stop the person from being boiled the Isha, who are din by Rotzeach. If Reuven is about to kill Shimon now, anybody is allowed to save Shimon by killing Reuven. That's one limud. Now, for Nara Marosa and Rotzeach, we also learn out the opposite way, a Chiddush from Nara Marosa, from the din of Rotzeach. What's the chiddush that says by Rotzeach? Mar Rotzeach, just like when you want to kill somebody, is Alocha Yehoreg V'yal Yaver. You're supposed to let yourself be killed and not do the Avera. That means if a guy, if somebody's there, not anybody, a guy's with a gun at you and tells you, if you don't kill your friend, I'm going to kill you. The Alocha is you have to let yourself be killed. You have no right to do the Avera killing somebody else. We'll soon see how we know this. But nice we know this, that by Ratzayach is Yehoreg, you have to let yourself be killed, V'yal Yaver. You're not allowed to do the Avera of killing somebody else. Is Af Nara Marosa, that's the Pasuk, says Nekish, the same thing. If somebody comes to a man and says, if you're not going to be boiled this Isha now, and she's an Isha that's also to you, if you're not going to do it, we'll kill you, the Locha is to Horeg, the man has to let himself be killed, V'yal Taver, and he shouldn't be over the Avera. Now this is like Tosfos says, the Tosfos is Pirush HaBoil. There's only talking about the man. The man, if a guy or anybody says to the man, I'll kill you, if you don't have tashmish with the Isha, the man has to let himself be killed. Avol he, but the Isha itself, let's say the opposite way. A man comes to an Isha and says, I'll kill you if you don't let me have tashmish with you, she doesn't have to let herself be killed. Avol he, she herself, she boil. Volaiti hori. The karka olamu. It's a svara, she's not doing any maisa. She's like karka olam. She's like the ground. She's just staying there, and now this person is coming into her. So who's doing the ma'isa? The person is doing the man is doing the ma'isa bia, he's doing the ma'isa. So he's not allowed to do it. But if the man says to the isha, I'll kill you if you don't let me do it, she's allowed to let him do it. Because she's not doing any ma'isa, she's just staying still. So the whole limit is from Ratzayach. How do we know that by boil and isha, you're not allowed to do it, let yourself be killed? We learn it out from Ratzayach. Now by Ratzayach, the other case is the guy says, I'll kill you if you don't kill somebody else. So you say, you have no right to do a ma'isa killing somebody else. So that's all. We learn out you can't do a ma'isa either killing, or else you can't do a ma'isa man to be boil on isha. That you have no right to do. But the isha herself, she's like a svara, she's not doing anything. She's just karka ilam, she's mutter. So that's the limit. What Ma'arot says, just like Yerotzeach, Yehoreg, if somebody says, I'll kill you if you don't kill somebody else, you have to let yourself be killed, V'yal Yaver, can't do the Avera, Af Nara Marosam, Tihoreg V'yal Taver. You're not allowed to do the ma'isa Avera, but you have to let yourself be killed. How do we know this? From this Gzereshova. How do we know this svara by killing? Like, why not? If somebody says, I'll kill you, if you don't kill somebody else, how do we know you're not allowed to kill the other person to save yourself? The svara always is the chaybehem. You're supposed to keep yourself alive. So here, the only way you keep yourself alive is by killing somebody else. So how do I know you're not allowed to kill the other person? The Gemara says svaru. This is a reasoning. This is a svara. Kiho, like the Maisa Kihu, the Yoslakaim of the Rova. Somebody came in front of Rava. Omele, he told Rava like this. Mori Duroi, Rashi says that was the governor, Moshe Lir, the governor of the city. Omele told me like this. Zil Katle Lepalni. Go, they told me I have to go kill my friend. Vilai, and if I don't kill my friend, Katlin Lecho will kill you. So what's the loch in such a case? Omele, so Rava answered back. Lik Lecho, let yourself be killed. Vilai Tiktol, and you have no right to kill your friend. Why not? Because my chazis, who says, the dom of the doch sumak tvei, who says your blood is redder than your friend's blood? Dilma, dom of the hu gavra sumak tvei. Maybe your friend's blood is redder than you. In other words, who says you're more chashav than your friend is? Maybe your friend is more chashav than you. So that's the svara why you're not allowed to kill your friend. Therefore, you have no right to do the ma'isa averum. Therefore, you have to shevi atase, don't do anything. So if the guy says, I'll kill you, you have to let yourself be killed. Now, the kasha that you'll ask here is, we have it as a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah like that, that talks about if you have an avedo, almost two people are drowning in a river, and you can only save one at a time, who are you supposed to save first? So the ganze cheshbon in the Mishnah, the more chashva person comes first. Think your father comes first, your Rebbe comes first, or Talmud Chochem comes first, a Kayin comes before a Levi before Yisrael. There's a ganze say, Lechur, who's more chashuv than the other one? Like here, you have a bum here, and here you have a chashuv a yid. So Chur and Svar, Avad, I would say, the chashuv the tzaddik, his blood is more redder than this bum here. And still the Gemara says, no, you can never say, who says his blood is redder than yours? What do you mean? There's nothing in the Mishnah when you question of who's greater, there's a say to who is greater. So really, Rashi wants to shout a little bit. But the chiddush here is, there, you stamps, two people are drowning. So there's no avera. You're not doing any avera. You want to do a mitzvah. Which one should you go doing first? About there's a svara. That person is more chashav. He's your Rebbe. He's your father. He comes first before somebody else. But here there's a shaila. You want to do an avera though. You want to have hetter to kill your friend in order to save yourself. Now, the only time we say a raya, you have a heter to do an avera, the pasuk says v'chai behem. Torah says you're supposed to keep yourself alive. Like we're saying, if you're sick and the only medicine you have is chazer, you're allowed to eat the chazer, keep yourself alive. So Rashi says those svar is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to stay alive. He doesn't want an ibn neshama. You could do any avera you want, a chutz from these three averas, as long as you're keeping yourself alive. That's what Hashem wants. Ma'ashen can hear a monashach, one person is going to be dead. There's going to be ibn neshama. Either you're going to be killed, or else you're going to kill your friend. So ma'monashach, somewhere one nefesh is going to be lost. So in this case, you don't have the svar of a chaydem anymore, because somebody's going to be lost. So now you want to know, do you have a right to do an avera? No, you have no head to do an avera. Who gave you the right to kill your friend? You're doing an avera. The only head that you have to do an avera is because you want to keep yourself alive. The svar of keeping yourself alive is usually where nobody's dying. If nobody's going to be dead here, then we say the Eibishter would rather you do the avera and keep yourself alive. But here in Mamonashach, one of the two people is going to die. So now you want to know, do you have the head to do the avera? That no. Hey, such a big svar to say that your blood is so much greater than his blood, to say that Hashem would let you do this avera, that you have naraya. Hey, the Mishnah over there is not talking about you doing an avera. There you have two people drowning in the river. You can only save one. Which one should you save? There's a svara. This one's more chashuv. Save him first. But there you're not doing any avera. But here, where you want to do an avera, you have to kill somebody. So the avera of killing, you don't have a chai behem. Because the monashach, there's going to be an ibn neshama. Somebody's going to be dead here. And Hashem doesn't want the ibn neshama. So you have to have a right for you to do the avera. That's a svara. You have no right to kill somebody else. Therefore, for a tzech, it's a svara. So if the guy says, I'll kill you if you don't kill your friend, you have no right to kill your friend. Therefore, the din is shevi atase, you have to stay still, and daven, hope that he won't kill you, that's all. So who adin, by na'amaros, is also the same thing. By na'amaros, that's the hekeshia, that if somebody says, I'll kill you, if you don't boil the sisha, you're not allowed to do the ma'isavera, you have no hetter to do the avera. Right. Ma Baravashi, Ashkhil Ravini found Ravina to Shayef Lo Labrate, he smeared his daughter, as Ravina smeared his daughter that was sick, but Gahurkidola, he took some fruits, the juice of Orla, and he smeared it on his daughter. Even though Orla was also Bano, his vice that she was sick, so he put this for Rafua to heal her up. He used Orla to heal her up. Omalei, so Ma Baravashi asked Ravina. And when does those sugi before to say that you can do refuas even with the nisr? That's b'shas ha'tekona. That's only if it's ha'tekona stafosh, just b'chaim b'hem, you have a right to do an avera. Or b'shlei b'shas ha'tekona, if you thought here his daughter wasn't sick, she still had some pimples on her face. So with some pimples, you're not allowed to shmir ola, that's an issue derived to having hanor from ola. Mi yomer, did the rabbonim never say it's mutter to have hanor from ola? So one teretz was omalei. Hi, isha saw tzemirta nami k'shas ha'tekona damya. Is this scab that my daughter had on her face wasn't stama scab? It was a type of a scab that could come with a sakona. So that's why I was Mariheta, you're allowed to use Orla. Even though Orla is awesome with the rice that I have a no from, but here it was a sakona snafashas, that's why it was Makel to do it. Rashi says, Gurkid Orla Baiser means Zaysim Katanim. He took small, unripe olives. Mishur Mafua, Tiksava Mutla Strapas Bisuriano. Ishtatar, the Smirta Cholish Kari Maluya, Smirta, some type of a fever she had. And the answer to this fever was at Tzkonos Nefoshes. That's why Ravina was Mako to have Hanom from the Orla. And he could be armed in other territories like this. Omalei, Midi Derech Hanom Ki Avidna. Did I have Hanom? Did I take the Hanom of the Orla Derech Hanom? So Grashi Derech Hanosoi, Liachashi is Bashlu, Vyotzi Shomnom, the Beis Haban. Hey, the Derech Hanom of olives would have been to let the olives grow fully ripe, and then take them to the Beis Haban in the press, and press them out, and that oil, if you use that oil, that's called Derech Hanom. Here Rashi says before, Gehurki, the oil was, Boisa Zaysen Katanim. He took unripe olives. So the cloud is not a Derech to use that. So Mel is called the Pturosh like a Derech Hanom. So in this Gemara, the Rishonim bring a Raya, that we had before. If you have Hanom from Yisuri Nosh, like a Derech Hanom, before we just had a Lashon, ain't like a love, you don't get Malkus. So we cleared them, does it mean just you don't get Malkus, but it's still awesome with the Raisa, or else no, with the Raisa, it's Mutter Gomer. So from here, they bring the Raya that's Mamash Mutter Gomer. Because what did he do here? The second terrence was his daughter was not a Sakonis Tafoshis. His daughter, Stam, had a little sickness. She was a little bit sick. So he took this Orla, and he has Hanor, Shalaki Derech Hanor. So if you learn, it's just there's no malchus, but it's also midiraisa. How could he do that? She wasn't besakana. Elamai etzarayish loyka derech hanoz mutagama midiraisa. It's only yasim midrabonin. And b'mokim refuah, b'mokim machalah, the rabbonin weren't geizim. As when a person is sick, even though it's not a sakana sefoshes, just a regular person that's sick, then the rabbonin were mata, there is sir, or shloika derech hanoz. So I thought you have a raya from this Gemara that shloika derech hanoz is muta midiraisa. It's only yasim midrabonin. And b'mokim machalah, even not a sakana, the rabbonin were mekel. There's a new sugi now, famous big sugi here. Itna, we learned. Hano habola liyodam bar korchai. If somebody has hano enjoyment from something that's also bano, bar korchai means like really he was forced into it. He didn't really want it. Like here's the case, let's say you have a base avodah zarah, that they have some nice psalmim there. And the psalmim, what smells there is from the avodah zarah, it's also bano. Avodah zarah is also bano, so if you have psalmim, something that smells good from the avodah zarah, it's also to smell it. It's an Isra not smelling it. Now, you're walking down the street, and happen to be on the street, there's a base of Avodah Zarah there, that just got finished burning up all their spices, and the Mara smells tremendously. And you're walking down the road, that's called Bakorchai. Really, you didn't realize it, you didn't really want to have a Noah, but Bakorchai, by you, the nose came in, the smell came into your nose, and you smelled it. What's the locha? Is it also or not? So Mara says, Itma hanoh habolo leodah makorchai. Like by force, some hanoh, some smell went into your nose. Is Abaye Rama Muteras. Abaye says it's Muter. Since you didn't want it, it's Bakorcha, it's Muter. Rabbi Rama Asur. Rabbi says no. Lamaisa, the smell went into your nose and you smelled with Vice Lush, you had enough from it. Therefore, it's also. Let's see Rashi. Muteras. Rashi says Muteras, according to Abaye, means Ein Sorach, Lifra, Shemedek, Leforish. You don't have to go away. You're walking down the street and the smell of the Avodah Zarah comes into your nose. According to Abaye, it's Muteras. You can keep on walking. You don't have to walk away. Rav holds no, it's Asura. And merely you have to walk away. If the smell comes into nose, you have to start fast running away from it. So Gemara explains what's the machlokes like this. So Gemara, Efsher v'kol mechavim. If it's possible for you to walk into another street. If you want to, there's another street to walk down. And you don't pick the other street, but you pick this street where the Beis Avodah Zarah is. And you know there's going to be smell there. And another thing also, when you pass by it, you take a nice good breath there, smell, and your mamish mechavin to have a nor from it. Or so that this mar says everybody holds a saucer. Hu adin loy efsher. Let's say no, there's no two roads. You have to go to work now. There's only one road to get down there. This is the only way to go. About kol ponam mekum mechavin though. But when you pass by the base of the zori, you take a nice sniff and you have a nor from it. You enjoy the nor. Kuli yamulei pligi the yosser. Then everybody holds a saucer. You have no right to be mechavah to take the anor. Who asked you to take a good smell? True, you had to walk down this road. There's no other road to go there. But who gave you the head to take a nice smell? Take a nice smell, that's us according to everybody. And Rashi says, Umiyu, Rashi become mechavah l'skar of the lehonis, because going a reyach shal avoy dezora, or yafilu yeshla libodol. You can't, there's no other road to go. Umiyu mechavah, Rashi says, v'chavavu lehenis. That means, mischavan here means that you're enjoying it. It's a nice, enjoying smell, and your mamash have hanor from it. You enjoy it. So since you're having hanor from it right now, avada, that's osur. You're not allowed to have the enjoyment from it. That is no machlokes on. What about lo yefshir? Let's say there's no other road to go down for loy mechavan. And who are there now that you're walking down that the smell comes into your nose? You don't enjoy it. You're not mechavan for the hanor. Like it was up to you, you wouldn't smell it. It's just you can't hold your breath back, so the smell is coming into you. But you're not mechav, you don't have kavona, you really don't want to smell it. It's kuliyamo loy pligi d'shari. In this case, also it's mutter. Because there's no other road to go down there, so it's considered I'm stop taking a walk down this road. Some smell comes into my nose, but I don't want to smell it. Like it's up to me, I wouldn't smell it. And I don't take an extra special sniff, it just comes into me. So that everybody also holds mutter. You're not doing anything wrong. Keep pligi, where is the machlekes? The Efsher, where there are two roads to walk down. You could have taken another road that doesn't have the Beis Avodah Zarah there. But v'loy mechavin. But now that you're walking down the road of the Avodah Zarah, and the smell comes into your nose, you're not mechavin. As if now you're like holding your das, I don't want to smell it, I don't enjoy it. Even though the smell is coming into your mouth, here's the machlokes. In other words, it's Efsher, you could have went down another road, but now you're not mechavin. The Gemara says like this. The Alibah the Rabbi Yehuda, Alibah the Rabbi Yehuda, Shita he holds all over the Yomar. Dover Sheinim Meschavin Osir that we had by Yisurei Shabbos. Even though you're not Meschavin to do the Yisur, but if you do the Yisur, it's Osir. The Moshe when you're dragging the chair along on Shabbos on the ground, Now, by dragging the chair along the ground, you're making a charitz. So even though you're not mechavim to make the indentions in the ground, Rabbi Yehuda holds you still chay, the chay mishum boina, because you did the malach, even though you're not mechavim, still it's osur. So leave Rabbi Yehuda that says, ain't mechavim is osur, pshit to hear, kula yam le pligi di osur. Avad here it's osur also. Because talking about it's efshar, you could have taken another road. You didn't take the other road, you went down this road. So l'maisa, now that you went down the road near the base of Avodah Zarah, when the smell comes into your mouth, it's cool, you're doing an avera. Because who asked you to walk down this road? Ah, you're telling me now you're not mechavin? But Rabbi Yehuda Shita, even though you're not mechavin, it's no ptur. As long as you're doing a maisa avera, it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda. So here the maisa avera is, who asked you to walk down this road? You should have walked down the other road. So even though you're not mechavin when you're smelling it, but Rabbi Yehuda Pshita, it's also. Now where's the machlokes? Abaye Rova, ki pligi aliba the Rabbi Shimon. The machlokes is according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. And we pass like Rabbi Shimon, the young Rabbi Shimon holds, Dover Shein and Meskavin Mutter. If you're not mechavah to do the yisra and it's not a psikresh, it's mutter. Like I say, you want to drag along the chair. Your kavanah is, you want this chair, it's in the backyard, you want to drag it into your house. So your kavanah is to bring it into the house. While you're dragging along the floor, it makes a charitz, it makes an indention in the ground, it makes a hole in the ground, that's nisa binyan, but I'm not mechavah to make the binyan. Like Reb Shimon, that's mutter. So here is the mechavah, I'll leave with Reb Shimon. The wat abayik Reb Shimon. Abayik said, look Reb Shimon, in this case, even though you could have went down another road, but now that you went down the road that has the base of Avodah Zarah there, so what? Since when the smell comes into your nose, you have no kavanah to smell it, like Rav Shimon, ein mischavin is mutter. So in other words, if you have a chair, efshar would be by a chair, let's say you have a small chair. There's a small chair in the porch, in the backyard. Now really, if you want to, you can pick up the chair and carry it in the house. That's called efshar. Who asked you now to drag it along the floor and make the holes in the ground? You could have picked it up. So what? Still, Abaye learned from Reb Shimon that he has any time you drag the chair along the ground, Abdi not mechavin to make the hole in the ground, even though you could have picked up the chair, it was a small one, and carried it inside, but now that you're dragging it along, still it's mutter. So this is a good case here also. Even though I could have walked down another road, but now that I'm walking down this road that has the base of Avodah Zarah, so what? As long as when the smell comes into my nose, I have no kavanah, Abaye holds according to Reb Shimon, that's mutter. For Rav Amar, Rav holds no. Ad kan loy kom Reb Shimon, when did Reb Shimon say it's mutter beinim eschavin, ela hechad loy efshar? So Rashi speaks out, it means only a heavy chair. Reb Shimon there in Shabbos is talking about you have a heavy chair in your backyard. So the only way you can bring it inside the house is by dragging it. It's too heavy to pick it up. So since the only way you can bring it is by dragging it, so you have to say also it's not a psikresh. It doesn't have to happen. You'll make a hole in the ground. It could be you won't make a hole, but it could be you will make a hole. So Reb Shimon then says, since you're not mechavim to make the hole, that's where it's mutter. Avol heicha de yesher. So zakrash enechlami. Lo yitzuy be a small chair in the backyard, according to Reb Shimon, it'd be usa to drag the chair along the ground. Because it's efshar to pick up the chair and don't do any melach at all. Avol heicha de efshar loy. But where it's possible not to do the yisr at all, then Reb Shimon is not matu davashen meskaven. See here also, since there are two roads to walk down, you could have picked the right road that doesn't have any base of Avodah Zarah, but for Nesvegan you picked to go down the left road that has the base of Avodah Zarah. So the fact you picked the wrong road, that's also according to Reb Shimon, even though you're not mechavin. Like Rashi says, who would then if you take a chair, a very light chair, who asked you to drag it, you should have picked it up. Now that you dragged it, it's not also according to Reb Shimon. This is the way Abaye learns pshat. This is one pshat. Ika the army, another lashon is like this. No, the machlokes Abaye Rav is a little bit different. Ika the army, some say like this. Efshar, where you have two roads, you could have went down another road. V'loy mechavin, and you don't have kavana, haino pluktaya Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. The second lashon knows no. That's mamash to machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, and avad we pass along Rav Shimon and mechavin is mutter. So as long as when you go down the road, you're not mechavin, even though you could have done another road, so what? According to Reb Shimon, the Maisa calls the man, you're not mechavin, it's mutter. And it was in by Shabbos, that's what we pass on also, even though it's a small chair, that chair really you could have picked up, but so what? Now that you're dragging that small chair, and you're not mechavin to make the hole in the ground, it's mutter. So therefore, court, everybody holds like that. Leave it to Reb Shimon. As long as when the smell comes into your nose, you're not mechavin to have enough from it, that's called ein mischavin, that's mutter. Yeah, lo yefshar, what about there's no two roads? V'loy ko mechavin, and you didn't have any kavona. In other words, there's only one, you're going to work now, and there's only one road to go down there. And b'shas the smell comes into your nose, you don't have kavona to enjoy it. It's kula yamale pliga d'shori. Everybody holds that's mamash case of mamash pakoch, like you're an honest. What do you want the guy to do? He doesn't have any kavona, and he can't do anything else. So according to everybody, he's mutter. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes abaye b'rova? The lo yefsha, true. There's no two roads to go down. There's only one road to go down. The lo yefsha. Aber b'kol mechavin. But he has kavona when the smell comes into his nose. He has kavona to enjoy himself here. Now, like this. V'alibud Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, the Yosso Bosa Kavona, Reb Shimon always says, if totally ain't a meskavin is mutter, if you're meskavin, though it's osser. So, male, according to Reb Shimon, pshit here it's osser. We're talking about now true, it's lo yefsha. There's no two roads. This is the only road you could go down. But I call upon him, since you're mechavin now, when the smell comes into the nose, you're enjoying it, you have kavana to enjoy it, so pshit let Reb Shimon it's osser. The ikar reason Reb Shimon says he's surim is osser, if you're mechavin for the isser. Say, you're mamash mechavin. Who asked you to be mechavin? When the smell comes into your nose, you shouldn't have been mechavin. Now that you're mechavin, you enjoy it, you want enjoyment there, avadir it's osser, libid Reb Shimon. Even Abayi would be moed this osser, according to Reb Shimon. Kuliyam le pligi the osser. Everybody hold this osser. No, keep pligi. Where's going to be the machlokes between Abayi and Rovam, alibid Reb Yehuda? It only goes, according to this pshat, this whole machlok is not Megel Alocha. Because Alocha, we don't pass on Reb Yehuda. But their machlok is a Bayev Rova, is only a Liba the Shittas Reb Yehuda. The machlok is according to Reb Yehuda, the Yoma, what's Reb Yehuda Shitta? Loishna Mischavin, Loishna Ene Mischavin. That, like Reb Yehuda, he doesn't care whether you're Mischavin or not. Because Reb Yehuda, even Ene Mischavin, is also Osir. Why do we say, according to Reb Yehuda, if you're not Mechavin, there's a chilik though. If it's Efsher, you have two roads to go down, so then Reb Yehuda holds Yechayiv. Because since you shouldn't have picked this road, you picked the other road, Yechayiv. What about if it's Efsher, there's only one road to go down. And like Reb Yehuda, you're not Mechavin to have the Yisr, we said Pshit it's Mutter. If there's no two roads, only one road, and you're not Mechavin, I'll leave it to Reb Yehuda, it's Mutter. So by holds a bezoid Reb Yehuda, even if you're mechavin, still would be mutter. Because according to Reb Yehuda, mechavin and not mechavin don't make enough kamina. The yikr is totally, is it efshir or not efshir? If you have two roads to go down and you pick the choice of the yisr, that's us according to Reb Yehuda. But if you don't have a choice, you have to go down. So Reb Yehuda, that's mutter where you're not mechavin. How to buy with Reb Yehuda, even if you are mechavin, so what? Reb Yehuda doesn't make a difference whether you're mechavin or not mechavin. So once you say when you're not mechavin, it's mutter, how to buy you, who are them when you're mechavin, also it's mutter. The Mar says, keep legal leader of Yehuda. The Yom HaLoishna mechavin, loishna ene mechavin. But Reb Yehuda, there's no difference whether you have kavanah or not. Because even if you don't have kavanah, it's osur. But when? Efsher osur. If you have the choice, there are two streets, and you pick the wrong street to go down, that's osur. So Mar Abaye Reb Yehuda. So Abaye says in such a case, where you don't have a choice, there's only one road to go down there, and that road has the base of Avodah Zarah. It's mutter alib the Reb Yehuda. Even though you're mechavin for the Hanor, so what? Reb Yehuda does not master the mechavin. For Rava, Rava says, I'm not like that. Rava Amalach, Ad kan loikam Reb Yehuda, shein mechavin ki mechavin.